Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
When the Rochester Red Wings were forced to cancel their season, we assumed no baseball would be played in Frontier Field this year, but that is not the case. The Toronto Blue Jays are getting ready to practice here in Rochester. Coaches arrived on Tuesday. A lot of the players got here yesterday. Toronto's practice squad will be spending the next couple of months at Frontier Field in case the big club in Buffalo needs any help. The Rochester Red Wings Twitter account wished them a warm welcome. Also asked who needed a garbage plate just yesterday. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. Of course, not going to be able to watch. Let's get on one of the taller buildings. Might be able to look down and watch some baseball.
Yeah, actually, our friend lives right above
right there, yeah.
Frontier Field, so we could go over there, Corey, and see what's going on.
There you go.
You know, the investigative journalists that we are.
Yes, obviously, sure.
With binoculars. It's fine. Not creepy at all. We've talked about it so much on the show between the two of us, Corey, also with Brennan Summers, and the pandemic and the toll it took on workers across the nation. But now some U.S. Bureau labor statistics are coming out, mm-hmm. showing that hiring is back on the rise.
Good.
So that's great.
Sure.
And job search agencies in Rochester are already starting to see an influx of people looking for jobs. So we're getting back on our feet here. A total of farm payroll employment rose by 4.8 million back in June, and then the unemployment rate declined 11.1% according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. But leaders at CareerStart right here in Rochester says that companies are starting to hire, but getting qualified people is becoming quite a challenge due to those high employment benefits.
Unemployment
good news.
Benefits, yeah.
I mean, I guess we could take the good with the bad. Good news is that may be coming to an end here. They may be seeing more people because the unemployment benefits are...
It will 100% not be $600. That
right.
We know for sure.
So, get back to work, buddy boy.
Governor Cuomo announced yesterday... Strangest seg possible. Governor Cuomo announced yesterday that driving schools licensed by the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles can now conduct pre-licensing courses through distance learning using secure online technology like Zoom, WebEx, GoToMeeting, and Skype to transition courses online. Courses must be delivered live in real time by the school's pre-licensed qualified instructors through video sessions. Students must pre-register and present their learner's permit so the school can identify the student, ensure the student's eligible to take the course, and record the student's information as listed on the permit. Now, I don't know if you remember back to taking the five-hour course, Breeze. I certainly do. And we've talked a lot about the things that the high school seniors have lost out on,
yeah.
Prom and normal graduation. This is a hit for just regular high school kids.
Right.
We'll explore this a little more about an hour from now. You can really, truly, honestly appreciate life so much more after taking the five-hour course in person. We'll get to that
yeah.
coming up.
Yeah, it's all... I have stories. I'm sure you have stories.
Oh, yeah.
It's really something. If you're looking for something fun to do this weekend, Bristol Mountain Aerial Adventures is back open for the zip lining canopy tour this Saturday. The tours will look a little different than normal this year. They're also going to be promoting social distancing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But this is outside. Small groups who book together will be able to reserve three-hour blocks together. And the tours will be led by two guides. Have you ever done this, Corey? The zip lining? It is.
I have not. I've seen
it.
You did it. Didn't you do a video?
I did do it. There's seven zip lines, and they're more than 5,000 feet of zips and four bridges. So
I'm not a big heights guy.
I'm
not a fan.
I'm not like, oh, I love heights. Like, give me the highest point of everything. But
I get nervous on tall buildings and bridges.
It's fun.
I went to Toronto and the really tall building there. You go up this glass elevator and they have the glass floor.
Oh, yes.
It's CN Tower, right? That's what it's called.
Yep, I think so.
And and I was terrified.
The glass floor.
The glass floor of being like by the windows. They literally on the wall there, if you've ever been there, they have on the wall how much weight that the floor can hold before breaking, and it's like 19 like orca whales or something crazy like that. There's no chance to get too much up there for anything to happen, but still, ugh, it gives me the creeps. And then to make it worse, there's like little kids jumping up and down on it. Not a fan.
Corey's just scaling the side.
Hanging to the side. Just not trying to leave the side. I'm just going to go hang out in the elevator. Oh, I'll just be over there. Just laying.
That the cable in the elevator snaps.
Just laying on the floor in the corner if you need me. That's where I'll be. Yeah.
Why did you do that? Wasn't this for like your bachelorette party?
Yes, my bachelorette party. No, this was years ago. It was just a trip to Toronto.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why did I do that? Great question. I don't know. Because I'm an idiot. And
you literally give yourself anxiety. It's
know,
very
it's
weird.
True.
For fun.
Just a rush, I guess, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like the worst. It's the worst amusement park ride ever. Just go to Tall Objects. Don't even need it to be a roller coaster.
I think that we should go to the Arrow Park, though, for the show.
Yeah.
You and I.
You think?
There would be some good content there, because you'd just be like crying the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be like, whee!
Yeah. All right. Can't wait to get on board with that. They can reach out if they want us to do that. That sounds good. All right. Coming up in the Team PXY feed.
I know a guy.
In the Team PXY feed next hour, could you actually be getting more money in the second round of proposed stimulus checks? It's possible. I'll tell you how. Around 8:25. Online, 98pxy.com. Some good news for you. If you need to check that out this morning, we got you covered. Some highlights after a bartender got screamed at by a maskless drunk guy. She actually started a fundraiser. That's brought in thousands of dollars for charity. And also Domino's in Australia is rewarding, quote, nice Karens who wear masks by giving them free pizza. Again, on this show, it's Kimberly's. Nice Kimberly's who wear masks. Get more on that, and we'll highlight a bunch of those stories just after 9 o'clock. Let's see what else we got up there. Breeze. Speaking of that second stimulus check. Again, proposed, not definite, but something's going through, right? We're going to get something. But as far as the proposed HEALS Act, how much would you get? There's a little calculator there that'll tell you exactly how much you should be able to expect, all up at 98pxy.com. And then, of course, we got to get back into today's Savage or Sensible. Mm. It's been an interesting discussion so far for Savage or Sensible, telling your significant other that their parent is hot, and it's a good sign they'll be attractive when they're older, too.
So
we had a listener reach out. He told me, or he reached out to us on Instagram and told us that his girlfriend actually said this about his dad, and that it really rattled him. But there's a lot of debate going back and forth. There's a lot of semantics issues, apparently, here. A lot of people are making the point that it's because she used hot. Had she used handsome or attractive,
yeah.
It's because specifically hot was the term that is making a lot of people say this is savage. But this is something I want you to think about. This is a text we got as well. I want you to think about if this is a factor in play. This person texted in saying, sensible if the significant other's parent is married, savage if it's a single parent. Think about that for a second. Don't give me your initial reaction yet. You can jump in. 585-222-9800. Call or text. You can also text in the keyword vote to vote in the poll for Savage or Sensible, telling your significant other that their parent is hot and it's a good sign they'll be attractive when they're older too. What do you think? We'll get back into it next.